Today is March 26th, 2015, and tonight in prayer time, the Lord was very, very somber, I guess you could say. He just seemed to be very quiet and was playing worship songs and dancing with him, and I could really feel that my love for him was bringing him comfort. It was like a refuge for him. It was like a place that he could go to in my heart that he found comfort in. I didn't really realize, you know, the message was going to be about that, but when it was time to write, this is what he said. "My dearest, just as you brought me comfort tonight, there are many that still are not convinced I need their affection. You know how hard it was for you. You were so caught up in your unworthiness, you could not accept that I wanted to be with you. Even though you are mostly over that, sometimes you still go there. It's a very hard place to leave because the devils have been conditioning you since you were very little, and you have a mountain of condemnation over your head. Doubtless some will quote you, but there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. And that is true. But getting the vessel to receive that and agree with it, well, that's another matter. The only way this will happen is by experiencing my love. You must all take a chance and come here in my arms and experience me. Soon you will be soaring with me in my heart. I died to set you free from that condemnation. Must I die again? Please, my bride, come out from under this condemnation. Do not reject my love any longer. It is very painful for me. Do you understand what I'm facing right now? What is to come and how I dread it? Do you know how much scorn, contempt, rejection, persecution and hatred I face every day? You were called to be my brides. When a man comes home from work beaten to a pulp by situations at work, the one thing he has to look forward to is the loving arms of his wife. This is who you are to me. I need your comfort. I need the sweet and pure embrace of souls who appreciate me, who honor me, who have nothing in their lives more important to do than to be with me and express their love for me. Do you see? I don't care what sins you committed or how low you are. I created souls to love me, and so few do. The ones who do are a priceless treasure to me. That's you. You are my priceless treasure. I long for the comfort of your worship, your praise, and holding me tenderly in your arms. I long for this. How many ways do I have to tell you before you believe me? So I'm asking you once again, put on some good praise music, something deep and tender. Embrace me without guilt or shame, and just comfort my heart that is so bruised and bleeding right now. Please, please, will you do that, my brides? Now I will tell you that things are coming to a head very quickly in your world. At any moment it could break loose. Though I am God, the tensions are tremendous on me. I am so torn between punishing evil and hurting the innocent, and knowing that certain souls, most of humanity, is going to perish in this war and go to hell. Do you know what that means to me? It means I will never, ever again have the opportunity to enjoy the company of these souls, to bless these who I created, never again to hear their laughter, never again to see them smile, to see them deeply happy and satisfied. I did not create hell for them. Never, never, never was that my intention. But But they have chosen this place because they're deceived into thinking I am bad and Satan is good. By the time they find out, it's too late. Something in their conscience is telling them, don't go there. Don't go there. But their habitual pride has erected a wall of foolishness that they feel they must defend. So in no way do they want to have anything to do with me. Oh, how I grieve for them. This pain is nothing like what you could ever experience. Perhaps only a fleeting glimpse would be accorded you if your child turned on you after all you did for her and said, I hate you. I don't want to have anything to do with you. I'm never coming back. And then walked out the door and took part of your heart with her. That's but a fleeting taste of what I get day and night around the world from those who do not know me and do not wish to know me, and in fact consciously choose hell over heaven with me. This is why I need your love. I want to fellowship with you. I created beauty for you. And oh, how it pleases me when you enjoy my gifts. So many are ungrateful and take it all for granted. But you, my brides, are grateful for my love and my gifts. So I ask you one more time, please, spend time with me in the garden of my heart. Hold me, sing to me, dance with me, skate with me, release your cares to me, wipe the tears from my eyes and the blood from my brow. This love moves my heart way beyond any prayer you can pray. You're taking my mind off the horrors of this world. You're giving me a moment's respite from the storm. Doubtless some will say, God has no need of anything. He has everything. Oh, how wrong you are. I created you for love and appreciation, to fellowship with you, to see your joy over my gifts, created just for you to enjoy, to watch you become like me as you grow and love others unconditionally, reaching out and crying and caring. I derive so much happiness from my children as they mature and care for others as I care for them. So go now, enjoy the wonderful worship sent from heaven to bring you into my presence and even deeper into the garden of my heart. And bring me joy, my brides, comfort, console, and repair the damage done by the ungrateful. Comfort and strengthen me with the sweet raisin cakes of your love. And that's the end of the message. And I just wanted to let you know that I am going to do a playlist for you and try and pull together the songs that I have found really lead quickly into the garden of his heart. I'm not sure what I'll call it yet, but this particular teaching will be in that playlist. And if you go to my homepage, my channel page, you'll see playlists there underneath the banner in kind of a faint type, and just click on the playlists and they'll come up, and then find the one that this one is in. It'll probably be at the top. And turn it on and just enjoy the beautiful songs that are really anointed and came from heaven just for us, just to draw us closer into that chamber. Well, before I wrap this video up, I just wanted to share something with you. I came out of prayer and out of doing this, and Ezekiel came in and told me that he had had a similar experience. Would you share that with us?
Well, last night I did, you don't hear this a lot from men, but I just went to sit in the only place I could find that was quiet. Was our vehicle last night, so I sat, the night was mild for a change, and I put on Swan Lake. I like to ice skate with the Lord to Swan Lake, or I think it's the Baker's Waltz or something like that. They're different waltzes, classical types of selections. And it just gives me that feeling of the wind in your hair, and your, sometimes we're in the meadows on horses, and the music is just so perfect for whatever it is we happen to be doing. And so the Lord danced with me for some time and skated with me for the longest time. And then immediately after we began, I realized we didn't even have skates on anymore. It was just our bare feet, and we were just skimming across the ice. But then I noticed the ice wasn't ice. It was just pure, beautiful water. And we were skimming at the tops of the water on our bare feet.
Wow.
And sometimes we'd go up and down and around, but it was really just a real special, special time. And I looked over toward a large tree at the end of a kind of a pond that we had been skating on, skiing on, whatever. And there was an older man standing there with a robe on. And my momentum had taken me to the end of the pond, right by where the big tree is. And as I stepped out onto the bank into the grass, I looked, and it was God the Father.
Hmm.
Wow. And he looked much taller. But then I realized I was just a little boy. I was just almost a toddler. Maybe a little more. And I ran and I jumped on him, and he took his outer robe off. He put his hair back he tied his hair back somehow, pulled his outer garment back to where he just had like a tunic, where his arms were out, and he even girded the tunic up so that he could run with his legs with me. And here he was, my daddy, running and tumbling and playing with me in the clovers and the meadow grasses. And all of a sudden, many other little children came, and they were jumping and climbing on him. And we were jumping and playing with each other and playing with Daddy God. And
that's beautiful.
So I turn around to walk back, to look back at the pond for a minute, and there's this big, beautiful bird in front of me. I mean, like a giant dove, a giant white dove. Well, again, I'm kind of this little toddler, but this was a pretty good-sized bird. I just knew in my little mind that this was the Holy Spirit. And I jumped on his back. I climbed up his wing and jumped on his back. It was quite a crawl to get up there, and those fluffy feathers were so nice. And how does a bird smile? But somehow in the look of his eyes, and with a something above behind his beak, the way his facial characteristics turned, he looked like he was smiling, and he looked happy. And he went up, and he began to fly, and he'd fly low, and he'd fly high. And I'm just holding on to these beautiful feathers right in the center of his back. And all I remember was kind of saying, wee, wee. And he's flying around, and all of a sudden, at one point, he rolls way over on his side and I roll all the way down to the tip of one wing, and he catches me with his wing tip. And this is still in the air. I'm not afraid at all. He's coasting slowly. And then he turns the other way, and I roll down that wing across his back and all the way down to the end of the other wing, which he curls up and catches me there, like an airborne teeter-totter almost. So he straightens out and rolls me back to the middle of his back. And at that point, came out of the vision for a minute, out of the time, and here was my wife walking out to the vehicle to check on me. And I was thinking, wow, I got to tell her about this. But one point I want to make is that tonight, when I went to be with the Lord, I thought, well, maybe I'll just picture the pond and skate in or whatever, a meadow again. For some reason, on this day, the Lord had me have two services with a time for repentance and scriptures and communion, one this morning and one this evening, which he's never done before. And it was a day that he had told us, don't leave the house, stay in and pray.
Yeah.
This was something serious today or tonight was going on or needed to be averted. So I came out of that service, and the readings were, the scriptures were all about repentance and how God's will had been offended and how he was going to have to judge the nations. So it was kind of heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I came out of that service feeling like, well, I just need to accompany him in something serious. So I pictured after they had condemned him, when they laid the cross on his shoulder, when they laid the cross on him, and I remember it was like I was there. I tried to get into it. I tried to hold the cross up or keep it from being too heavy on him. I tried to keep him. I went backwards, retro backwards, and tried to keep him from hitting him with the whips before they ever gave him the cross.
Mm.
There were different things that I would try to do, but it never would stick. It just didn't develop.
It didn't connect.
It just stopped right there. And I kept falling asleep and going off into, you know, lollipop dreams about nothing. So I get, you know, the pain that he feels right now is not that we literally have to walk that crucifixion with him or not even meditate on it, or those are important scriptures, but that's not what's going on right now. He's already done that. But I think the pain that he experiences is exactly what Claire said. And I think us coming to him in childlike innocence and just being there and you may be well surprised that Abba Daddy may show up and he might want to take his little girl or his little boy in his arms and dance or skate or ride a horse or walk across a meadow or who knows.
So what happened when you didn't connect? And by the way, that's one way you can tell that you're not just in your imagination. You'll start out in the sanctified imagination. You'll start out with a vision or with a feeling or a sense, and you see a scene where you're with the Lord, and it'll catch, and the Lord will show up there, and you'll feel him, and then it'll progress from there. He'll take it from there. You've made the initiative to find him, and now he's connecting with you. And so in that experience tonight, you didn't connect with him in the sanctified imagining that you were imagining.
The difference is that normally I would picture myself in a place and he'd just be there and things would begin to happen.
Right, right.
And I pictured him in a place that I had heard and read about in the scriptures, and it just didn't take. It just didn't happen.
Yeah, yeah.
These places that the Lord has taken us to are new places. They're heavenly places.
So what did take? Tell me what did take. I'm sorry.
What I just described, the whole thing about the skating on the pond.
Oh, that was last night. But right. Tonight, too?
Well, I haven't connected tonight yet. I'm going to go in and try again now in the right way and and not try to control it so much. I'm not going to put a canned meditational, you know, verse and chapter somewhere. I'm just going to sit with him and just see if he brings to mind a special, innocent, pure place. That's what seems to be on his heart right now, is, you know, not so much bringing more pain up to him, but taking his heart and mind off of what he's having to go through, and so many will have to go through, and just being an innocent child, an innocent bride, right there in his arms, right there with him.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your input. That's beautiful. I think, you know, we discovered something important here, and that is that once you are in that sanctified imagination, and worship is a wonderful way to start off that way, and it's also insurance, because, boy, the devils don't like to be around worship. And once you're in that place and you see the Lord, or you picture yourself with the Lord, and he takes it from there, that you can really be sure that this is Jesus when that happens. If he doesn't show up, then, you know, that's a different story. But if he does show up, then he takes it from that point onward. Well, you know, the important thing here is the fruit, and you'll know them by their fruits, and by what it, you know, by what this prayer does for you. And you were saying that yesterday, what was your day like?
I had a horrendous day from the moment I woke up all the way until last night. I kept hearing all this condemnation and sensing and feeling memories, you name it, just getting pelted by the enemy, projecting things into my head. You know, he's not really coming, you're not worthy, your wife's going to die, you're just going to be here all alone by yourself. You know, just terrible, hurtful things. Even bringing up things from the past that had been hurtful for me, even as a young person. But it was by the end of the day, I was exhausted. I was so tired.
Yeah.
I was so tired. And
I remember that.
My faith had just, even though Claire had prayed with me and for me, and I'd tried to pray out of it and everything else, I was beaten to a pulp.
Wow.
So when I went in to be with the Lord, I thought, well,
good luck.
Yeah. No time like the present. I might as well try. There's not much of me left, Lord. It's up to you. So that's when I just decided to go and try to sit, and I felt like I need a refresher.
Yeah.
I had been praying a lot for other people and other things, and I felt like I need some personal comfort time with you, Lord. I need to be strengthened. And it's amazing because afterwards...
This was when you were skating with him?
After I had skated with him and danced, and God the Father had played with me like a little boy, and the Holy Spirit took me for a ride on his wings and as a little toddler. And, you know, those experiences... I mean, this was probably 1:30 or 2 in the morning by the time I stepped out of our vehicle, which I'd gone outside and just sat in to just be totally alone. And I walked in, and I instantly realized I'm not tired anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I felt this supernatural peace. I felt supernaturally light, like I'd lost 50 pounds miraculously. Everything about me felt light and free and easy. And that feeling lingered on through the rest of the night and our prayer and our work time until finally went to bed at 5 or 5:30 this morning. Our schedule's a little backwards because we work at night doing these tapings. But it was amazing. It was amazing, the fruit and the change, almost the molecular change in my body that took place.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know that you were almost having a crisis in faith. You know, when I woke up yesterday morning, you were talking about all
hard.
The horrible things that you were getting pelted with, and you really needed to get in touch with the Lord. But, you know, instead of giving you a lesson or putting you down in front of the scriptures, he just loved you.
Right. Right.
He just took you into his arms and loved you and played with you. And you came out feeling like a new man. And
there's something about spending time with him.
Mm-hmm.
Real, natural, familiar time.
Yeah.
Not holy, reverent, on the face, on the knees necessarily. There's nothing wrong with that when you're in that place. But there's something about being natural and approachable, and just being free and easy.
Being together. Yeah.
You're able to relax and just be yourself. And he's so wonderful. I mean, you all know that. And you'll begin to experience it more and more as you just put yourself in that special place, wherever it might be in your mind's eye, a meadow, a lake, someplace.
Tonight he was talking about us comforting him, but last night his bride needed comforting.
Oh, yeah.
You needed comforting.
The bride needed to be comforted.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for tuning into our channel, YouTube family. The Lord bless you, and thank you especially for your prayers.